Turning now to another subject that's on the president's mind, and that is Afghanistan. Who controls the future of Afghanistan? And is there an exit strategy for the NATO allies? Those are the questions that are increasingly raised by the allies who are proposing a major conference on Afghanistan. The conference would craft strategies on how to shift security responsibilities from allied forces in Afghanistan to Afghan authorities. And joining us to discuss this is Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC. And we also have with us Robert Hunter. He served as U.S. ambassador to NATO from 1993 to 1998. He is currently a senior advisor at the RAND Corporation. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you.
Good to be with you.
Jonathan, let me start with you. What do we know about the motivation for calling this conference? Are the three major U.S. allies looking for a way out?
Obviously, in the long run, they're looking for a way out, but I think it really stems from two sets of pressures. On the one hand, there are concerns about what's actually going on the ground in Afghanistan itself. There are concerns about problems associated with the recent presidential election there, obviously mounting casualty figures for a number of the participant nations, particularly in this case the British. But also, of course, all of those things are affecting the debates at home among the public opinions of America's key European allies. It's been very much the case in Britain because of the casualty figures, very much the case in Germany because of this episode of the airstrike on two tankers that possibly caused a lot of civilian casualties that was called in by German officers. It's been a long-standing cause of debate in France too. And so I think there are clear signs they want to see a transition towards at least the beginning of the end game. The difficulty, I think, is that that sends out two sets of messages. They have one message going to their own public opinion that the end game is in sight. That message may be read very differently in Afghanistan. People may think that the allies are beginning to prepare to leave in some sense, and that clearly isn't going to further alliance objectives there. So a danger, I think, of mixed messages going out.
Ambassador Robert Hunter, what would it mean for the potential for U.S. success if the NATO allies pull out?
Well, obviously, there would be a major impact, not so much on the ground, because the United States now is doing about 70%, 80%, 90% of the actual fighting in the difficult areas, along with a few other allies, the British, the Dutch, the Canadians. But I think it would have a major impact here on U.S. Public opinion and opinion in Congress to accelerate the doubts that are already rising. They're kind of working on one another. I was at a change of command for the new commander of Allied Command Transformation down in Norfolk yesterday, and that's all everybody was talking about. If the American people are getting to the point where we here have major questions about being in Afghanistan, then the allies, with their public opinion, as Jonathan just mentioned, are going to start looking for the exit and the way out of there faster rather than slower. And we could see a rapid crumbling of the whole situation.
So this, the possibility of the NATO allies getting together, it works both ways. It could have real impact on public opinion here, but you're saying what we're thinking is already having an impact on them.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the biggest problems that we've seen in Afghanistan is the heavy emphasis on the military, and people really trying to do their best, but so little that's being done on the big three things that have to be done: governance, reconstruction, and development. And here, I'm afraid the Europeans really just have not been up to the mark. They really haven't sent the kind of senior people to rally opinion among governments and among the people in Europe. They haven't sent the resources. And in effect, this is a kind of a last chance to try to shift the whole way in which the conflict is being conducted, because otherwise, I think you're going to see a rush for the exit.
Jonathan Marcus, let me just switch topics very slightly. I understand the BBC talked to President Karzai's main opposition, Abdullah Abdullah, yesterday. What were the highlights?
Essentially, the highlight was that he wasn't happy with the way the election there had been conducted. He thinks there has been extensive fraud, and that the apparent victory of President Karzai, we believe that the figures as we have them at the moment show him heading for victory, is illegitimate. We obviously have independent observers who believe that the results in a number of polling stations have cause for concern, and there's a suggestion that there should be a rerun there. Of course, there's the wider question of whether there should be an overall second ballot, and I think that, you know, the problems surrounding this election, which bizarrely in some ways, I'm not entirely sure why Western governments did this, but they tried to present this election as an opportunity for a fresh start, knowing probably full well that it was likely to be the same guy who got in, who they had a number of problems with. But, you know, it isn't much of a fresh start, and that is impacting upon this crucial issue of public opinion as well. People just think this is the same old situation. Nothing new is happening. No real progress is being made.
So the takeaway is we still have a lot of problems in Afghanistan. Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for the BBC. Robert Hunter, former U.S. ambassador to NATO. Thanks, both of you, for joining us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.